Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Broadcasting from a world full of church malls, sandwich buffets, and rape huts, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program streaming on RadioFubar.com.
I think that was his best.
I don't think it gets it.
You can get a little deeper or lighter, either way. A little Bobby Bones, dude.
Good evening, everyone.
No, I think that was the best idea. Yeah. Joining us, once again, is this 2 weeks in a row or is this 3 weeks in a row?
I think it's 4 or 5 weeks. I think there was 1 week off in there.
Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
This is where we would have like an applause drop. Like if we had like a soundboard.
Yeah. You know? Where's the audio technician? We need somebody who can do it like a soundboard.
last week, I know it wasn't Napier because Napier is a professional, but one of you two cocksuckers just fucked the whole thing. It just sounded like dog shit the whole time. I'm listening through it and it's just like... I mean, it sounded like you were rolling around on the ground. It sounded like we were at a bowling alley. So
I like bowling alleys.
I like turtles.
Drunkard, when we follow you on the Twitters, what is it that we can come to expect?
Right? Nothing. You get nothing. I'm boring as shit.
Do you not tweet as much as you used to? I'm trying to pick up the slack. I tried to make the drunkard with 3Ds look as much like you as possible.
Well, that's good. So I noticed the avatar is awkwardly similar.
Yeah. I want people to be excited about a drunkard tweet, and I feel like you're
letting the public down.
You're not giving them enough. It's enough drunkard.
Probably true.
I can't carry you, man. I can't continue to, you know, bring you along with me. Eventually, you're going to have to grow wings and fly.
Yeah. Shit or get off the pod, if you will. Right.
Paul, you're kind of, you know, jazzed up a bit. Did you just come from, like, a homecoming dance or something?
No, this is what I wear to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he's blaming shit on us.
Huh. Well, thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you for the invite, non-invite.
Elmo's having sex with teenage boys. That's interesting, right?
Like the puppet?
No, like the dude who plays the puppet.
Does he have the puppet with him?
I would.
Yeah, I think that's how he would get him in the car.
Hey, kid, it's Elmo. Get in my van.
It's all alleged, and he has said.
Oh no, it's not alleged. He had sex with this dude. The alleged part is how old he was
at the time
when they were having the sex.
Yeah, apparently. It's kind of tricky the way it's worded. It almost kind of sounds like they're saying, you know, that he was raping little boys. But, I mean, the kid was 16. And, you know, in some red states, that's okay.
But most of those red states, sodomy is illegal, so.
Right.
I mean, if that was a woman and they had vaginal sex, completely okay. But if he put it in her pooper, not okay.
But as a show that does off-color humor, to come into the day that we do the show, I was, you know, browsing the interwebs for things that we could talk about, and I was like, slow day. I don't really have a whole lot of stuff to talk about.
Per usual.
Holy shit, Elmo's raping kids! You know, that was pretty exciting for me. I got, it was like, you know, divine intervention, I felt.
So do you know how old this fella is?
He was 16.
No, Elmo.
And Elmo is like in his 40s, I believe.
Yeah.
That's it?
Well, he must have got the Elmo gig early in life.
Right.
I guess, yeah.
You know, he's been Elmo since he was like 18 or whatever.
Right. Big black guy, too, which you wouldn't expect, you know. If you see, you hear Elmo's voice, you don't imagine it's coming from a big black guy. But so I got really excited, and I started writing. I feel a top resource of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program is that we do have a master impressionist on staff. And I mean, I feel that it really benefits us to have that available, that, you know, with the theater of the mind, we can, you know, take people to a place where Elmo is having relations with a teenage boy.
At the drop of a hat, too.
Yeah, I mean, just like that, just boom. And so when I heard this news, I began compiling a list of things that Elmo could say while he was having sex with an underage boy.
The script looks awesome, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. But do it in your Elmo voice, because you're a master impressionist.
Want to come over to my house and play with my Wii? We could take our shirts off and wrestle. Are you Chris Hansen?
Wait, hold on. What does taking your shirts off and wrestle have to do with raping young boys? Me and Drunk do that, like, on a weekly basis.
Oh. Well, they do that so they can get into tickle fights and then touch boners.
Well, there's something wrong with that?
Well, I don't think dudes should be touching other dudes' nipples, but...
Do you see up above where I added Elmo say... Because that's what Elmo does. He says, Elmo say, and then he says the thing. So make sure
you
add
that. Well, I don't have an Elmo.
You're Elmo, fucker.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what Elmo says.
You're fucking up this bit totally, totally. Drunk, can you do an Elmo voice?
You do the Elmo voice.
Okay. Do the ones on the other side. Those are... Those
oh, by
are
the way, ones. I'm completely against nipple touching for dudes. I think that's creepy.
You mean even ladies touching dudes' nipples? Just... Dudes' nipples are off limits altogether?
I don't see the point in it.
There isn't really a point.
But, I mean, the ladies, they'll try to do that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, I don't like it either.
No.
It tickles or it's weird. I don't like it.
Yeah,
it
makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't think mine work right through years of hockey and, like, starched shirts. So they're little dead gummy bears that are attached to my attached to my chest.
All right, Drunkard is going to try to take the crown... as master impressionist of the show.
Elmo say,
if you don't finish sucking my dick, you can't watch Power Rangers. Elmo say they're going to have to call Stanley Steamer to get all the shit and cum out of my fur.
Is that pretty good?
Not bad, not bad. That's a pretty good Elmo, actually. I like it.
Thank you.
Napier, I'm sorry. You've been replaced.
Damn.
By Master Impressionist, Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
I don't do many other voices other than my voice.
Yeah.
And I don't even do that well.
What would you say your best voice
heavy
is?
Heavy metal.
Drunk, guy. Do the rest of the show as Elmo. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's kind of
tough. Yeah, no more drunk.
Does he refer to himself as, like, Drunko or Elmo?
Elmo STL on the Twitter.
And we should create that.
Yeah.
And Elmo will say.
I'm not creating it.
Things.
I already have enough Twitter accounts. Was that all of the ones I wrote down? Because
no, there were more.
On the back half.
Oh, okay, because you know I took all the time to write them down, so
you might as well go through them, right?
Elmo say, are you Chris Hansen? Elmo say, my puppet ass is ready, baby. Don't you want to put your dick in there? Elmo say, your footy pajamas get my furry red dick hard.
So you think Elmo's dick is furry?
Or maybe he's one of the dogs where it's got the sheath.
I'm just saying, like,
I don't think Elmo has a dick because they always cut him off at the waist because that's where, you know, the hand goes.
Well, that's so you don't see his throbbing heart on.
Right.
Yeah.
He's rock hard during all Sesame Street performances.
They don't want to put that on public television.
Rock hard?
Rock hard.
You know, he doesn't have a dick. Like, when you see his whole body, he doesn't. Kermit the Frog, no dick. Cookie Monster, no dick. None of them have dicks.
Have you ever seen a bear's penis?
Do you think Miss Piggy does not have a vagina?
Huh?
Do you think Miss Piggy does not have a vagina?
Like Bugs Bunny, no dick. Where's all their dicks?
Have you ever seen a rabbit's penis?
Chewbacca! Where's Chewbacca's dick?
It's covered by all the fur. That's easy enough.
Yeah. It's little, too. The Wookiees, they scissor like the ladies do, except for one of them will have the penis and one of them won't. They'll just scissor.
What impressions do you do, Mike? What voices?
I don't think I have any impressions. I can do Napier.
Hey, Mike.
That's about it. I can do.
That's
guns, guns, World of Warcraft. Hey, Paul.
Yeah, that's about, pretty good. That's about all.
You don't have any generic voices like English guy or like Australian guy, you know?
Crikey, matey. No, matey's pirate. I fucked that up.
I think it's just mate.
Yeah. Or it's got moit. Moit. Yeah, this isn't good.
No master impressionist.
I talked my old lady into going and seeing The Wreck-It Ralph because I'm a 30-year-old child, and I wanted to go see the fucking Wreck-It Ralph because it looked fun, right? And so we go to the Wreck-It Ralph. We went to the West Olive Theater. It's an AMC. And since the last time we've been there, we go to the St. Charles one, which is a Werenberg, most of the time. But we went to the West Olive AMC this time. And they've completely changed it around so that now it's like this swanky dine-in theater where waitresses walk around and you have little tables next to you.
Where is this?
West Olive.
West Olive?
Yeah. They had to have done it fucking recently. And the theaters are really small, too. I mean, it's not very many seats. And I hated it. So, you know, there's no concession stand anymore. Go in, there's a concession stand. That's gone. Now they have waitresses that come to you. And it was $4.50 for a soda. And they brought out, like, a glass of soda. Like a Steak and Shake size glass of soda.
Do you get free refills with this
soda? No. No free refills. $4.50 for this fucking glass of soda. And I mean, like, first of all, you shouldn't have glasses in movie theaters. That's a bad
idea. And now you gotta tip the bitch, too.
Yeah, and then you gotta tip the bitch. So I gave her a fucking dollar. Well, actually, I guess $1.50. I gave her $6. Well, you know, with taxes.
Sure.
Yeah, whatever. So I was pissed. This sucks. And the menu was, everything was $10. Popcorn. Free refills on popcorn, but it's $8 for popcorn. You get a bucket of popcorn, you're going to eat the bucket of popcorn. You're not going to eat $8 worth of popcorn. What was it before? 5 or 6?
Right? I think it was still like $8.
But they say free refills, but you don't get free refills on popcorn. You eat popcorn and then you're sick of it.
Right.
I mean, if you get a small popcorn, you're sick of popcorn about 3 handfuls into it. Popcorn is bullshit. But what I'm saying is they have these swanky leather seats. You think it's – and I wasn't expecting it at all. I didn't know it was like that. We just wanted to see a movie, and it was this whole rigmarole, and I hated it. And Werenberg has been advertising that they're doing that in a lot of their places too, and I think that they need to stop and fuck you.
I'll just watch my movie at home and drink cheap soda.
Or they could just give you a pirated movie.
I don't pirate any movies.
Well, I like going to the movies. We go to the movies a lot. But, you know, you go eat dinner and then you go to the movie. You don't get food at the movie other than maybe soda and a popcorn.
I mean, they have
a whole big menu of like real fancy shit. I'm like, fuck you, man. I'm coming here at noon to see Wreck-It Ralph on a weekday. Just let me watch the goddamn movie.
How was it, by the way?
It was good. I liked it. It was fun. Laura didn't like it because I guess she's an adult. She's too cool for that kind of stuff.
I normally hate anything Sarah Silverman's in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, nobody's really in it. They hire somebody to do a voice.
Yeah, they do the voice, and it's still annoying.
By the way,
did you get a call for that?
No, I got missed
start
on that.
Hiring Drunkard STL on the Twitters because he doesn't
mean Elmo. Mean Elmo.
Speaking of Laura, it's going to be a long way to get there, but. A 20-year-old Russian broad auctioned off her virginity on the internet for $780,000.
Whoa.
$780,000 to
auction. Was she hot?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. First of all, she was 20. And I mean, like, who wants to fuck a 20-year-old?
I mean,
honestly, when you watch the pornos, when you see the broads and they're like, how old are you? They're all 18. Nobody's like, ooh, I'm 20. That's gross.
I don't know.
I mean, you don't see broads go, ooh, I'm 20. Fuck me. That's gross. If you want the sweet, pure broad, you want 18 or younger. I mean, 18.
Or younger?
And so, you know, this 20-year-old Russia broad who, I mean, she was attractive. She was all right. But the whole time I'm watching this, I'm like, $780,000. I said, you know, I took my girlfriend's virginity when she was 17, and, like, she was way hotter than this chick. And it's like, she didn't charge me anything. Well, I mean, I guess.
You took her out to, like, Chili's, and then you saw Toy Story 2 or 1 or whatever it was at the time.
Yeah.
And then, you know. But bought her, like, a corsage.
I mean, I don't think I was very romantic about it, but, you know, I read the story, and I immediately thought to, you know, text her and say, you know, by the way, I read this story about this Japanese guy that bought a 20-year-old Russian chick's virginity for $780,000, and I just want to thank you for not charging me anything for that, you know, sweet 17-year-old...
vagina?
Yeah, yeah.
There's one thing I like during my sex... That's vaginal blood all over me.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think virginity is overrated, but they have to fuck on an airplane because of prostitution laws.
Yeah,
yeah. And there was a guy who auctioned off his virginity at the same time, and he only got $3,000, which I would think would be about $3,000 more than you should get as a guy auctioning off your virginity.
Was he Russian too?
No, he was.
How can you tell with a dude? He was
like a boy. He's like, yep, hey, I'm going to auction off my virginity for $3,000.
I mean, I'd take it.
The three grand
for my virginity.
No, absolutely. But like, why would? Unless it was a dude.
Right, as I'm saying, someone's like going to take his ass virginity.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way, I think. And I don't know if the article necessarily specified who would bid $3,000 to take a boy's virginity, but got to think there's probably some ass fucking involved.
Yeah. They didn't say how they were going to take his virginity, you know.
Forcibly.
How much would you charge for your butt virginity?
Quite a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like $50, $75?
At least $80.
$80?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. We'll put that up on eBay.
That's like a starting bid. You know what I'm saying? That's not a buyout.
You want to start it off at 80?
80, right.
There's, you want to set a reserve?
No, there's no reserve.
No reserve?
There's no reserve.
$80, faithful listeners, and you can have Paulie Deuce Knuckles of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks virginity, his ass virginity. Seems low.
Well, it's just a starting point. You know, I figure the lower we set the bar, you know, the more time it has, like, to kind of snowball.
And whatever it is, I will throw my threshold for payments for any services of the show is $5. So for broadcast rights, I will pay $5 to the winning bidder to audio record it so that we can.
I reserve the rights to all media.
OV wants to use a broom handle.
And you'll get $80 out of it.
Wow, so
he
going
gave,
up.
He just gave me a free penny right there because, see, the bid was at 80, and he already went
to
80.
Yeah, and he's the first bidder.
So it's a snowball effect already.
No, well, see, no, but the way eBay works is it's still at 80 until somebody outbids him. So it's still 80. That's just his high bid.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense. Do you think that eBay would be mad if I listed that?
My ass virginity?
Yeah. Paulie Deuce Knuckles' ass virginity?
Yeah, they might.
Think that
they
breaks
might flag
some kind
that.
Of terms of service?
I've seen similar postings on there. They probably get taken down pretty quickly.
You have seen similar postings?
Yeah, like girls selling, you know, themselves.
Ooh. Oh, we've gone up to 80.02.
The bids are in increments of like dollars.
Yeah, I think right. So. I think if you just go
this,
up,
this isn't cents, this isn't quibbits, all
right? Right. This is more like, you know, you got to like go up by like $10.
Chat room's going wild. Everybody's putting in their bids to. So now they're fucking you with a broom handle, a glass bottle, and now a chainsaw.
The chainsaw sounds like the most pleasurable. That's possible. So, you know, grown men don't go see Wreck-It Ralph like during the day. Like, you're a child for that. You know that, right?
Yeah.
And see, I have the same thing going on this week. I have 2 days off to enjoy the newest Call of Duty.
You requested the days off?
Oh,
or
yeah.
You're taking your actual 2 days off of work?
No. I've requested. Those are 2 additional days off.
So that you can play a video game?
Yeah.
That's
well,
nothing.
Napier probably took some days off to play Halo, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Halo's
have
good.
Any.
I like the new Halo.
I didn't have any time off to actually spend it, but a guy at work took a whole week off, and it was a 3-day weekend this week, so.
Nice.
Took a whole week off?
Well, technically, yeah, it would have been a week.
You got to use your vacation time sometime, right?
Exactly.
I can't even remember the last time I played a video game. I enjoy video games. I have fun playing
them.
You have
a Wii right there. It's just sitting there.
I know. I have a Wii, a PlayStation. I have all that shit. I never play them. It's a waste of time.
You play with yourself.
That's the point. The point is to waste time.
I know. I don't have any time to waste, though.
Well, you're already wasting it in other ways.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I guess my priorities are fucked up. Yeah. I should spend more time on video games.
Yeah. But where do you take the video game time from? Is it like from the masturbation time?
No, that's not happening.
So is it from like
Twitter time?
Yeah, I mean, you got to spend a lot of time on Twitter.
Maybe I should play do less Twitter.
Maybe just like less Twitter handles. Just, you know, just one.
If I
uncensored mic. Just
if I got
everything
rid of
you
a
got
couple,
to say.
I don't think I could decide which ones to get rid of though. Okay, well I could probably get rid of 3D because that joke's over.
Yeah.
So drunkard did STL on the Twitters. That one can probably go away. Not WFOD. That could probably go away.
And WFOD Dicks 2 could probably go away.
I like that one, though.
But why? We don't have a sequel.
I think I use that one more than the original one.
I don't even follow that one. That one's
really?
Nothing to me.
You get rid of that one?
No, not really.
Well, and I was talking about that, you know, that you know, I do a lot of our networking on the second Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks account, WFO Dicks.
Is that so you can like maintain this air of superiority on your regular Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks one? So it's like, I'm a podcast. I don't just follow everybody. But I'll follow you on the WFO Dicks 2 account.
No, but I do a lot of my talking to other podcasts and stuff on that one. And so there's a lot of adding and retweeting and whatnot on the second one. But yeah, I kind of keep the first one a little bit cleaner for, you know.
So it's like you're promoting these other podcasts, but not really, because you don't put it on your main Twitter. Right? I mean, it's kind of the way, like, I don't want to trash up my actual Twitter with these people's retweets.
You know, this could just be me projecting, but I feel like you only come over here to make me look like shit every week. You're like, it's like your only purpose is to come over here and make me look like a dickhole.
I sit here silently until you say something.
Until I say something.
I was like, oh, I got you now, fucker. This cocksucker.
No, but
it's genius. It's genius.
And I think that I need to do less talking to other people because it seems like I only get myself in trouble by speaking. And we really should just like do our show and then go home.
Isn't that what we do?
Yeah, that's what we do.
But you know, all this other shit when I'm talking about other shows and stuff, I just get us in trouble. And I need to just shut the fuck up.
Well, you know what that means.
What?
That means someone listens.
So that's...
It's a good thing.
Isn't there a better way to gauge it, though, than being a douchebag?
No. Being a douche is awesome.
Well, you did say we were just going to, like, do our thing, right?
Yeah.
That's like, you know,
being a douchebag. But what you were saying about, you know, how I it's like I'm promoting people, but I'm not really.
Right.
I have on... And I've never, like, you know, gone out and said, oh, well, you know, I do this for you. Because I don't... And you know what? I silently go and I do the whole thing that I want other people to do. You know, I go on the iTunes and I rate shows and I tell people about shows, word of mouth. I retweet. I do all that stuff. I actually, on the website, I put a huge list of other shows and link to their sites. And I didn't tell people I did it. I didn't say, hey, by the way, I put you on my site. Because, you know, who the fuck am I? I'm just doing it to be nice because I think other people, you know, it's cool. And now I'm talking about it. But I'm just defending myself now. I'm not saying it for any... I'll cut this out of the podcast.
No, we should include this. In fact, I think I'm going to write a letter and mail it by the U.S. Postal Service to these podcasts.
But say, no, I have...
Dear sirs, I'm not sure if you have noticed, but we have put a link to your show on our website.
I have a list of shows on one of the sidebars of our website with a whole bunch of shows that have either been cool to us and like talked to me and been nice, mentioned us... Or shows that like I've just listened to and liked, and a whole bunch of indie podcasts are on this sidebar, and you know,
so do any of them link to us?
I don't think so.
So you're a good Samaritan of the podcast world,
and I didn't promote it. I didn't say, "Hey, I did this." I just fucking did it.
You're a podcast good Samaritan. You know, you just go around and do good deeds.
Well, I mean, we're all kind of in this thing together, right?
No,
I don't think that's how it goes at all.
No?
No, it's like we all
have similar interests and we all...
No, we don't.
Kumbaya, motherfucker.
No, it's like what? There's like one rope ladder out of this pit that we're all stuck in. If someone else gets out of the rope ladder, they're going to pull it up. So like everyone just, you know...
But there's no way out of the pit. What's next? What happens if you get out of the pit?
Fame and
fortune. You close down your website and stop podcasting? That's...
No, you get to be the bigger...
You're on Serious or something.
Then you get paid...
To do the same thing you've been doing.
And that's the rope ladder.
That's the outside of the pit. Being paid. Amongst the real people.
I think you're living in the fantasy land, man. This is the pit. This is it. There ain't no rope ladder. We're going to do this until we get tired of it. And then we're not going to do it anymore. That's just like everyone else.
You got to dream big, Mike. You got to dream big. Follow your dreams. You want everyone to listen to you, right?
I do. And I think that a good way to do that is to create podcast karma and spread the wealth. Tell other people about other shows that I think are good or that have been nice to us. Like, you know what? Last week we shit on Mark Bland.
The Mark Bland,
I'm sorry. I like Mark Bland. Mark Bland's been cool to us. And, you know, it's probably one of those things that you do where you say, you know, oh, you know, you should come on my show. It's just a nice thing to say. We do the same thing. We live in the same area. It's a nice thing to say.
Except he gets paid.
Well, I mean, you don't know that.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure he probably gets paid.
If you're on the radio, you get paid.
But what I'm saying is, Mark Bland has been nothing but cool to us. And for me to talk shit about him is fucked up. That was mean. I shouldn't have done that. I like Mark Bland. He's very passionate.
I think that's what you do, man.
But I shouldn't, is what I'm saying. I shouldn't be a fuckhole.
But we just got to be us, man.
All four of us are fuckholes, though.
But I need to be nice to people. And I'm going to keep WFO Dicks, too, because, you know.
So is this like a karma thing?
Or? Yeah, it's a karma thing. I do unto others.
See, like, the whole thing, it's funny.
You know, like,
to me.
About a month ago, some broad tweeted us and just said, you know, hey, I really like your show. I think it's really funny. I think you and the Furnacast are really funny. And so,
who?
The Furnacast. The guy's last name sounds like Furnacast, and he put a T on the end. I don't know what the fuck it means.
So she was talking about
us. So now you're shitting on somebody else.
No, she was talking about us. She thought we were funny, and she thought this other show was funny. And so I listened to a couple episodes of this show, and it's fucking funny. It is. It's a good show.
Are they funnier than we?
Yes, probably.
I mean, other people probably would think so. I don't think anybody's funnier than we.
That's good.
Yeah. But no, I mean, as far as podcasts go, it's good. It's funny. I like it.
Yeah.
I listen to it every week. I tweet back and forth with them. We joke around. It's fun. They rated us on iTunes. I rated them on iTunes. I put a link to their website on our website.
They did not. That's cool.
They thanked us. they've actually mentioned us on their show 2 weeks in a row favorably. They've been nice. So, I mean, we can be friends with people. So we can do this, guys.
So you think that they think that we're funny?
The only problem is, if we're friends with people for too long, then what if, like, they want one of us to talk to them or something?
Sky, I think the only person that's afraid of that is you.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to do that.
We're all relatively social people.
This is what I'm going to start
aside
doing.
From yourself.
I'm going to start just going crazy on Twitter. I'm going to start being friendly with everybody. I'm going to say, hey, man, you should come on the show, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to set up interviews with other shows that you will do.
Okay, I'm down. Can we do them on air Monday nights at 8, 7, 9, 8 central?
No, we'll pre-record them so that I can play them during our breaks.
So we're talking like 5-minute interviews?
Yeah, something like that. Something real quiet, just, you know.
Can I just come up with a standard, like, 5 questions?
Yeah.
And I ask every person these 5 questions?
Well, no. I would say you probably need to listen to like 2 or 3. I'll write the questions.
Oh, I have to listen to their shows?
No. I'll listen to their shows. No. I'll write the questions. You just have to have the conversation because I can't talk to people.
See, I think I'd rather
You're
just
talking
like,
to people right now?
I'm talking to you guys. I know you.
I'd rather look at your questions and just like ask them how deep their anus is.
Do you think that how deep their anus is? Is that what you said?
Yeah, just, you know, and like
stand up against the wall, put a ruler against it.
If you could snizzle your own dizzle, would you? And then follow up question, would you come in your own mouth? Like, these are the kind of things we discuss on our podcast.
Judge.
So I feel like these are the kind of things.
So you feel you can't have like a serious interview. Or you know, ask them about what they do. You have to.
I don't think this is a serious show.
Our world.
Right, exactly. I should just ask them their thoughts on the very, you know, on our topics, and, you know,
rape. Your thoughts, please.
Or burning dildos in an empty field. How much money do you think that would make over the long term?
I don't know what I'm even worrying about. Why in the fuck would anybody want to talk to you, fucking Jack? Why the fuck would anybody want to hear anything?
That might be the point of the interview. Like, halfway through, they just get sick of it. Like, yeah, I don't think this is going anywhere. Excellent.
I feel like we'll have you up on Monday. I could do a good job of making people quit the interview. You know?
Wait, like, there's topics. Yes, there's topics, jackass.
No, there's not topics. Not really.
We're taking a 5-minute break. We will regroup. We will resume.
We will carry on.
Yeah, we'll drink something and then we'll put it back in.
We will fight the darkness. We will prevail.
Vagina teeth.
Little bird, where have you been? feel too out. I need you to sing your song.
This is my shit. All girls stomp your feet like this. A few times I've been around that track, so it ain't gonna happen like that, cause I ain't no holla back girl. I ain't no holla back girl. A few times I've been around that track, so it's just not gonna happen like that, cause I ain't no holla back girl. I ain't no holla back girl. Oh, this is my shit. Oh, my shit. This is my shit. My shit. This is my shit. This is my shit. This is my shit. This is my shit. Heard that you were talking shit and didn't think like that. I would hear it. People hear you talking like that, getting up everybody fired up. So I'm ready to attack. Gonna lead that pack. Gonna get a touchdown. Gonna take you out. That's right. Put your pom-poms down. Getting ready, everybody fired up. A few times I've been around that track, so it's not just like that, gonna happen like that, cause I ain't no holla back girl. I ain't no holla back girl. Few times I've been around that track, so it's just not gonna happen like that, cause I ain't no holla back girl. I ain't no holla back girl. This is my shit. 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 My shit, this is my shit. So that's right, dude, meet me at the bleachers. No principals, no student teachers. Both of us want to be the winner, but only one can be. So I'm gonna fight, I'm gonna give it my all, I'm gonna make you fall, I'm gonna sock it to you. That's right, I'm the last one standing. Another one bites the dust. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that, cause I ain't no holla back girl. I ain't no holla back girl. Few times I've been around that track, so it ain't just gonna happen like that, cause I ain't no holla back girl. I ain't no holla back girl. This my shit. 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 This is my shit. Let me hear you say, this shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Few times I've been around that track. So it ain't just gonna happen like that. Cause I ain't no holla back girl. I ain't no holla back girl. Few times I've been around that track. So it ain't just gonna happen like that. Cause I ain't no holla back girl. I ain't no holla back girl. This my shit. This is 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 my shit.
Is that your shit?
This is my shit. Look at it. Look at my shit.
It's my shit. Look at it.
I'm gonna punch you in the face and make you watch me shit. My this shit. Is my shit. This is my goddamn shit.
It's bananas.
It's bananas.
Cause that's all I ate.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S, banana shit.
This is shit.
That is the worst Mariah Carey song ever.
What?
What we just sung.
That wasn't Mariah Carey. That was Gwen Stefani.
No, it was Mariah Carey. We saw her. In concert.
Why is the competition running a negative campaign against Me Clown? Maybe it's because we have the highest quality meat products you'll find anywhere. Maybe it's because we take the time to prepare each delicious, mouth-watering Meat Clown product to the highest standards possible. And maybe, just maybe, it's because we're cheaper than the competition. In this election year, no matter what party you belong to, when you vote for Meat Clown, you'll be on the winning side. When it comes to the finest meat products available, let's all vote for Meat Clown, America's meat superstore. We're Meat Clown, and we approve this message.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
So you don't know what Meat Clown is?
Look, these fucking guys, they start sending me Twitter messages, right? And they're Meat Clown, and our show is Meat Clown approved. And they're talking about their meat. And you go to their website, and they have all these YouTube videos. And, like, you hear Meat Clown, and you think, okay, this is going to be funny, right? And you think this is comedic. This is meant to be entertaining. But, like, they're legitimately trying to sell meat. All the videos, they give out specials. They're very serious about selling meat. But it's fictional meat.
They don't really
have a meat store. And they don't tell jokes. They're dressed up like clowns. It's always different people. And it's creepy as fuck, man. These are some scary fucking clowns, right? And they're selling meat. They have specials on bacon. They have specials on pork chops. They're legitimately trying to sell you non-existent fictional meat. I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
That sounds awesome, actually.
Their website is weird. And they have t-shirts, Meat Clown t-shirts that you can buy. However, they don't sell them by this $12 t-shirt. They sell it to you like you can buy a $12 pocket calculator with a free t-shirt. Or you can buy this package of Crayola colored pencils for $12 and get a free t-shirt. They have several different things that you can buy to get the free t-shirt. But they don't sell you the t-shirt directly. It's like some kind of weird... It's either meant to be like some kind of weird legality loophole, or they're just weird.
Sounds like you're talking shit again.
I'm not talking shit. I'm just saying I don't understand what it is. I don't get it.
Maybe it's not for you.
They scare the fuck out of me. And I feel like I have to play their commercial or they're going to show up in their clown makeup and...
Are you scared of clowns?
I'm scared of these clowns. I have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
Are they like Juggalo clowns or...
It's funny in like a, this is so fucking weird, it's funny way. But they're not joking. It's like they're dead serious about selling meat.
But there's no meat.
But there's no meat. There is no meat. I hate to fucking spoil it for you people, but there is no meat. It's all a lie.
So speaking of meat, did you tell this dude about this Thanksgiving video?
Yes, you saw the Thanksgiving video, right?
No.
The new
Rebecca Black.
Yeah, it's by
seemed the forced to me.
It's by the same, you know, production company.
It seemed forced to me. It seemed like, oh, you know, that got us famous. Let's do another silly one.
I liked it. I thought it was epic.
Yeah?
Mashed potatoes. Hey! In the turkey.
But
hey.
Then they listed all the other holidays. And why? It's a song about Thanksgiving. Why are we talking about other holidays?
Well, because it was a song about Friday, and they listed all the other days.
Yeah, but that's days. I mean, we're talking a song about Thanksgiving, and they're like, oh, yeah, and also Christmas and New Year's. And Easter. It's like, fuck
you. You clearly weren't listening to the song because they're explaining what months each of these events happen. It's like January's New Year's,
but there's
December's Christmas.
There's lots of songs about Christmas, but songs about Christmas don't bring up that Halloween is also a holiday. We know Halloween is also a holiday, but this is a song about Christmas because it's Christmas time. We're going to sing about Christmas. It was all very forced. It seemed, you know, Friday captured a moment in time, I felt. And it said, yes, this is corny, but we're not talking to you. You know, it was meant probably for kids her age. It was meant as like a corny thing. And then all the snarky douchebags like us got a hold of it and, you know, made a joke out of it.
It was
But this
joke.
One seemed like they were going, all right, snarky douchebags, you're going to buy this on iTunes for $1. We're going to make it extra silly.
I don't know. I love the song.
Either way, he's a genius.
You think?
Yeah.
Is this one climbing up the charts like the other one?
Well, when I tweeted it to you, it had under 1 million views.
Oh, so you got to it early.
6 hours later, when I showed my wife, it had 2 million views.
Oh.
So it was, you know, I'd imagine if it continues that trend, it's probably in the 10, 20 million by now, you know. And right in time for Thanksgiving. Like, they timed it perfectly.
Speaking of timing things for Thanksgiving, if you guys ever go to Craigslist and do that little search for best of Craigslist, you need to find something called Buy a Turkey Fryer or Suck My Dick. It is this gigantic page-long rant from this dude who fixes ovens. And he's telling everybody, look, if you call me a week before Thanksgiving and demand that I come out to your house and fix your oven, you can get fucked. And it's just, it's nothing but this dude spewing years worth of shit that he wanted to tell people and never could. And it's just an amazing long rant.
Why is it on Craigslist, though?
Because that's where he put it. He put a Craigslist ad out telling people to either buy a turkey fryer or to suck his dick. Because
I just don't understand why you would put it on. I mean, I have things that I think, but I don't post it on Craigslist. It seems like you're busying up, you know, a site which is mainly meant for people to anonymously fuck each other.
Yeah, but there are other things on there.
Do you ever feel like we missed out on the, like, anonymously fucking each other? Like if we were, like, 19 or 20 now, as opposed to 19 or 20, you know, 10 years ago.
I'm pretty sure if you're that age, you can just fuck broads in college.
It's so much now, like, they'll send you, like, pictures of them naked and shit. You know, that didn't happen back in the day.
Right. Yeah, it did.
Not on the scale that it's happening now. Yeah.
No, but still
yeah,
happened.
You know, sexting and...
Right, and like...
Yeah, we missed all of that.
The anonymous hookups on Craigslist. Like, you know, if you were 19 and you wanted to get laid... You didn't go and post on a fucking website that you wanted to get laid. You went and tried to find some drunk-ass bitch with, you know,
self-esteem and daddy issues, and, you know, you tried to get laid. You didn't go and just post some shit on the internet, you know?
No, you went to a support group to do that.
To get laid?
Yeah.
You found, like, the Sexaholics Anonymous?
Yeah, or, you know, something like that, yeah.
Or you hang out outside the abortion clinic?
Yeah, you know, where the loose women are.
Right, exactly.
Obviously, these women cannot control their vaginas. That's where you go.
Is there a healing period after an abortion? Or are you just ready to go right away?
Yeah, you know, maybe they went to get some plan B or whatever. You know? You don't know. Oh. Maybe they just got their sniz pounded like last night.
And they just... Because, I mean, I was thinking, you know, if you were hanging out outside of the... You would want to wait a while, so that might not be the best place. Because then you got to talk to her for a couple of weeks or something until she's all healed up and ready to go again. Why am I having these thoughts? Why are we talking about this at all?
This is what our show is about.
Yeah,
that's true.
See, I think like right now, like, you know, if I was a single man, like, and younger, chicks would just be like sending me like pictures of their vagina and like. You know,
don't you feel like...
I'd be on one of those, like, we need dudes to fuck these broads now websites.
I was
exactly
following a Twitter conversation the other day where they were talking about how, you know, some podcasts kind of lean on vulgarity as like a crutch.
That's us, for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
And that you can be funny without vulgarity and that kind of humor and bad words and stuff. And, I mean, do you think that we ought to just we gotta try it sometime? You know, try to do, you know, a show, have some
Puddin'
fun.
Pops.
Just I can say
without the filth. I mean, do you think that you could take that out of it, and we could just have a conversation without?
No, because that's how my regular conversation.
Yeah, that's how my days are. Like, I don't refer to making love to my lady. I refer to it as pounding it out, like Mike Tyson's speed bag when I'm in there. So
the
I don't,
old rabbit pounding.
Yeah. It's not like I don't say these things on a daily basis.
Let me ask you this, Mike. Do you feel as if you're like Jerry Springer or Maury Povich just doing a show that you completely should not be doing?
You mean do I think I should
be? Your show is better than what it should be just because the public wants craziness.
Oh, you
that ain't my baby, Maury. You think Maury Povich really wants to be
you
doing a show about that?
You think we're pandering to our non-existent audience by doing... Well, maybe we would have a bigger audience if we did clean humor.
No.
I think we would have, like, we'd be out of our element, you know?
I mean, we're cutting out, you know, children, you know, 16 and younger, you know, by doing... Because, you know, parents aren't going to let them listen to this.
Well, parents don't fucking know what 16-year-olds and 15-year-olds are doing. They don't know how to...
Fucking Elmo!
Right, exactly.
They're all fucking Elmo!
Yeah, they don't know. I mean, they don't even know how to, like, fucking password protect their router. The kid's on there fucking torrenting gigs and gigs and gigs of fucking hardcore Asian tentacle porn. Parents have no fucking clue, dude.
I found this movie on your computer, son. Now, it was really weird when she put the octopus in there, but it just got a little overboard when the old man started fisting her and she was throwing up into the other one's vagina.
Oh, man, I must have got a virus, Mom. They, you know, it wasn't me. They just, like, sometimes you get a virus and they just put that stuff on your computer. Oh, okay.
I was following a fellow on the Twitters. For the life of me, I can't remember what his Twitter handle was, but I tweeted about it, if you want to go back on the WFO Dicks 2 account, like 3 days and look. But there was a fellow, he was like telling a story and just like tweet after tweet after tweet after tweet telling a story. And the story was so fucking interesting. He got catfished. Did you see the movie Catfish?
Yes.
No.
I read about it.
A guy talking to a girl online, and then he goes to meet her, and she's not at all who she was pretending to be. She was like a lady with a husband and a kid, and you know, she's a big old fat lady.
What I think is funny about, like, so yeah, I mean, this is, these people made a TV show now.
Yeah.
There's a catfished TV show on MTV.
Is there really?
Yes.
I want to watch
it. And so it's the same guys who did the movie, and they go around, like, exposing these people. And, like, everyone acts so surprised that this person they've been talking to is not who they said they are. And, like, it's like, it's the fucking internet, man. Like, were you guys not around? Everyone was from California back in the day. Don't you remember? If you chat ASL, it was always fucking 18F Cali, you know? Everyone lived in California. That's the way it worked.
And they were all...
They were all dudes.
Like fat dudes?
Or fat bitches.
It was weird, though. So they all pretend to be somebody there. But the thing is, if you do that, if you pretend to be somebody that you're not, why would you arrange a meeting knowing that when the person gets there, they're either going to silently pretend like nothing's wrong, but in their mind think, who is this fucking person and what the fuck's going on? I mean, if they're being polite, they won't say anything, but you know they're thinking it. What's the fantasy? What do they think is going to happen when they arrange a meeting?
Well, like, you know, most of the time they try to, like, delay, like, they put off these meetings and they're like, they, you know.
Well, why ever have it, though?
Well, because then you can't continue the charade. Like, at some point, it's like, look, you're full of shit. We either meet or we're done. And it's like, well, maybe if we meet, we won't.
Well, I mean, that's when you stop and you say, or you start over with somebody else.
Right.
Maybe the heavy broad just wanted her snood pounded.
You think the dude's just going to show up and say, okay, I'll just, you know.
The one I read about was actually...
But I was so... just before we get on, I was so fucking interested in this guy's thing. And, I mean, he ended up calling her out by name and you know, the whole thing. It was just so... I was sitting there. I'm a grown man sitting there at work, and I'm just, like, refreshing over and over this guy's... Twitter account because I wanted to know how the story ended. I was all in on this story, man. It was really fucking interesting. But yeah, he totally got catfished. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Well, it was the same kind of thing. Like, it was some woman met this guy online, and over the course of like 7 years or something, and numerous phone calls they had, and they eventually met up, and the dude was a chick. And it's like, how the fuck did you have multiple phone calls with this person and not realize they were not a dude? Like, this lady had, like, gotten engaged. Like, she was looking at, like, you know, planning her wedding with this dude she met online.
Who was got engaged and planned a wedding?
Right.
Without ever meeting?
Right.
Well, that's just an idiot.
Well, yeah, you're a fucking idiot. Yeah. Especially if you've had multiple conversations on the phone with this bitch and you do not realize she's, in fact, a woman.
Now, there was a period of time where I attempted internet dating, like when I was in my dark period, and I was somewhat bamboozled just by tricky camera angle, you know, MySpace pictures. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, you know, and she looked really hot, and then I met her, and it was like, yeah, you're not the same person. This is some kind of weird tomfoolery. Have you ever been tricked, bamboozled by internet?
No.
One of my neighbors, like, I was friends, like, my sister was friends with the daughter, and they had, like, a son, and either way, the marriage apparently was going bad, and this woman was talking to some dude online that she met, and this was way back before internet dating. This was still AOL days. This was still America Online chat rooms full of like dudes. Well, she ends up moving out to Texas with this dude, and apparently he was supposed to have all this money and have like oil money from Texas. And apparently
was he an Indian prince?
No, he was just a dude that lived out in Texas. Apparently she divorced her husband, moved her kids out to Texas.
Without ever meeting this person.
Once again, I think it was phone conversations.
Ooh.
So she goes out there, trailer park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No oil money?
No oil money.
Drunk, we tried to get you into internet dating. We failed. But have you ever been bamboozled?
No, I actually had decent luck with that.
Really?
I hooked up with this bitch from Jefferson City. She was pretty hot.
Did you bamboozle her?
No, I hope not. I mean, the deed got done, so...
Oh, yeah?
This was like 05, 04.
But she just thought, well, you made the trip.
You're an incredibly articulate storyteller.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that interesting.
Didn't you smash on some concrete?
I did smash on some concrete with this bitch. In the outside.
I feel like this is a story that you could go into more detail in. I mean, he just summed up an entire story with, met a bitch on the internet, we went, we smashed on concrete, the deed got done.
Because it wasn't that interesting of a story.
It wasn't that interesting of a story.
Yeah.
Tell us a goddamn story, drunk. Tell us a goddamn story.
You know, I have a lot of storyteller friends. I wouldn't say that drunk is one of them. You know, like, yeah, a lot of my friends tell a real good story. Drunk gives you the facts, nothing but the facts. He lets you do all the...
All business. The extrapolation.
So, okay, how about this? How about... Tell me about her vagina. Was it a landing strip pattern, or...
Was it shaved?
That's what makes Drunk so good on Twitter, is because he can sum it up in one tweet.
Boom. Right.
I'm sorry, Napier, I interrupted you. You were asking a question.
This is like about 8 years ago.
Her pubic hair pattern, is that what you were asking?
I pretty much know every bra that I've had sex with their pubic hair pattern. This is something that
number
I...
Number one.
I'm not telling you about these broads' pubic hair patterns.
Number one.
Number one what?
How was it? Is it full beard?
Mostly bare.
Mostly bare?
Mostly.
Number two.
Mostly not bare.
It's like Goldilocks. So all the facts, huh? We're not going to get any
kind
of...
What else would you like to know?
I want you to tell me a goddamn story, drunk. I want you to kill a couple of minutes here.
I don't know. I was on the old Yahoo Messenger, met this bitch in the chat room, chatted her up, went to...
What did you guys talk about? You talked about your lives?
Sure. I don't know.
And how did you arrange the meeting? You were like, hey, babe, we should meet up sometime.
Yeah, I think she was the one that... Oh, I don't remember. It was a long time ago. But yeah,
you met.
Yeah, she was kind of emo.
Emo? She kind of dressed in goth?
No, I didn't know. Hell no. That's not me.
No, what was she wearing?
I don't know. Jeans and a t-shirt.
And you pick her up at her house?
Yeah.
And did you guys go on like a date? You took her somewhere?
No, just pretty much started smashing right there.
So you knocked on her door?
No, she was outside waiting for me by the mailbox.
She's out waiting by the mailbox?
So you smashed her by her mailbox.
Did she invite you inside?
No.
We're at parents' home?
Yes.
Where did you go?
Just right down the street to some abandoned house.
You fucked her in an abandoned house? See, this is an interesting
story. Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's a better story.
You fucking just brought in an abandoned house.
Well, it's a... I won't say abandoned. It's a unbuilt house. A project, if you will.
Oh, okay. So they're still building the house.
Yes.
So this was a fairly new neighborhood.
Yes.
So I guess her parents had a lot of money?
Yeah, I guess. I think they own some restaurant or something.
Okay, so you take her to this house that they're building.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go? You go behind the house?
No, just
inside the house.
In where the garage area is going to be.
Okay.
So this guy, hold on. So this guy has built himself a nice little family-owned business, and he's working hard, living the American dream. He's raising a beautiful, respectable daughter, and she's out getting fucked by strangers on the internet. Take her outside her house on the mailbox and take her to the lovely, half-built house down the fucking...
So was this all pre-planned? Did she say, okay, you're going to pick me up at the mailbox, we're going to go to this abandoned house and we're going to fuck? Or did you have a conversation with her? Like, no, hey, where should we go?
It was pretty well known that we were going to fuck that night, for sure.
But not where?
Right.
Did she have the plan?
Nope, it was right.
Or she was like, hey, look.
She's at the beginning of the court, we went to the end of the court.
Hey, look, internet guy number 32. We go down to this house on the right, and we get this done. I've done this before.
So when you painted the garage with your love, did you, like, clean it up at all, or did you just leave a puddle for the new homeowners?
Yeah.
So were you visible to passerbys?
No. It was in the end of a cul-de-sac.
So, I mean, the garage was kind of built to a point where you had cover.
Well, there's no other houses down there yet. They're all being built.
So if I pull into the driveway of this house,
definitely. Okay.
That's what I... So you go into this garage, and you say, okay, this looks like a good spot.
Yep.
And then you just dropped your pants?
No, well, I mean, no. We were making out before we even hit the garage, so.
Were you making out standing up or sitting down?
Standing up.
You were standing up?
Yeah.
Okay, and so you start removing clothing in the abandoned garage.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, do you lay on your back, or does she get on her back, or do you fuck her standing up? How does
I mean, we did it multiple times, so.
So you hung out in the garage for a period of time?
Yes.
What did you do in between sex?
Smoke cigarettes.
And did you catch up? Did you talk about things?
Did you chat anybody cool online?
So when you rode
did
this
she have for... later appointments, or were you her only one for the evening?
No. Pretty much was there from like 10 p.m. to like 4 a.m.
Just fucking in the garage.
Yep.
So I got to know.
And so then you took her home? Or did
no.
she walk home?
I went home and then I went to Lake the Ozarks the next day.
Did she walk home or did you drive her home like a gentleman?
Oh, I walked her home.
Now, when you rode this horse, did you ride it with a saddle or bareback?
Oh, no. I condomed it up for sure.
Okay.
Did you bring a whole box with you?
I brought multiple, yeah.
Or did you use the same one for all?
No, I did not.
Just take it off, one. Shake it a bit.
Turn it inside out.
So, I mean, where did it go from there? Did you not talk to her anymore after that?
No, I went and saw her like 3 times.
And you fucked every time?
Yeah.
In different... Almost built houses, or
no? One time I was in the back of my dad's truck.
Classic. How did it end? Did you say, "Look, baby, I need more of a commitment. You know, I want it to mean something."
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember how it ended?
No.
Were you heartbroken?
I can't say heartbroken. I mean, she did live 2 hours away.
Did she dump you, or did you dump her?
I can't remember.
So she dumped him, right?
Yeah, the whole not remembering.
Yeah, I mean, you remember.
Coming from a guy who has dumped people and who has been dumped, I remember every single
Yeah, time. I do too.
Like, it's like, and I can, yeah, I mean, it's, yes, this one.
Well, it's not like, it's not like we were actually.
I think I'm losing like 10 to 1 on
Well, that's the thing. It's
dumped.
Not like we were actually dating, so why does somebody have to be dumped in this scenario?
Right, exactly. No one has to be dumped in that scenario.
I mean, if anybody has spent any time listening to this show, you know that I'm probably the one getting dumped. I probably said something stupid.
I did most of the dumping.
You did most of the dumping, really?
Most of the dumping. The only time I got dumped was because, like, I was fucking everybody. Like, I was probably... She was well within her rights to be upset and to not be, wanting to continue.
How did that conversation go? Did she say, "Paul, you're fucking everybody"?
Well, I had two actual ones that were kind of like that. And the first one, she never really came out and said, "I know you're fucking everyone." But I'm pretty sure she knew I was fucking everyone. Because, like, one of them was, like, her best friend. So, like, yeah. And then she wrote me, like, a big, like, 10-page letter.
Yeah.
And then the other one...
You should have just replied to it.
Do you still have that
read.
Letter?
It's possible. I don't
oh, know. Find it, Paul.
I have some letters, but I've thrown a lot away. They're really... one time I looked at them, I'm like, oh, wow.
Was it very accurate? Like, did it make you take a look in the mirror and say, wow? That was.
It made me say, I can't believe I was... with such a religious person for some time. But like half the time I was fucking her friend, so it was like...
Yeah.
I will say this. Just about every time I've gotten a girlfriend, at the time, that broad's had a boyfriend. So I like to refer to myself as the lady sniper. Yeah, because...
Homewrecker.
Because, it's the old saying, just because there's a goalie doesn't mean you can't score. And I keep that in my heart,
Napier,
at all times.
Say it again. Say, "Lady sniper."
Lady sniper.
Do do do.
Got you, bitch.
The second time that I got dumped was kind of funny too. I'm sitting around and there's a bunch of people. And at the time, I was dating like a high schooler, which was a mistake in itself because I was like 20 or something.
Yeah.
I was 19, so I was well within the boundaries of the law.
Be honest, this was 3 weeks ago.
No. Yeah, I haven't. I've been with the same chick for like 8 years or something.
No.
But yeah, so like I'm sitting around, we got a bunch of people over partying, my girlfriend calls me. And she's like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, hanging out with all my friends. Like, oh, who's there? So, you know, I name a few people. And then, she says, is so-and-so there?
Who is the person that you were...
the person that I was having sex with.
Yeah. At the time?
No, not at the time. In fact, I only had sex with the girl once.
Oh, okay.
She completely took advantage of me. Like, I was... She actually was the only time I had been scared during sex.
Ooh.
Because during sex, she starts yelling, rape me, rape me, daddy. You know, and like...
I think you told me this story. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and so, you know, she's all rape me, daddy. And, you know, so I'm having trouble concentrating at this point, you know, with all the rape me, daddy talk going on. So I like... shove her head in the corner. Like, you know, that just got her even more crazy. So now her head's in the corner and she's getting dum,
dum, dum, slam her up against the wall, look her dead in the eyes and cover her mouth and just go, shh.
You should have just
say, shh, mommy will hear you. I mean, get in the character, but tell her to shut the fuck up at the same time. I mean, let her get what she wants. See, now, drunk, he's telling a story.
Yeah.
You see how he's doing that? He's putting like several words, you know, together to form somewhat of a narrative of a situation that happened to him.
And I'm going
to
interject.
You notice how I don't have to pry every piece of goddamn information out of him?
And I'm going to interject by saying something completely out of bounds.
Because that's what
Napier
does.
You should have peed in her. If you would have peed in her,
actually,
she would have stopped.
Other people have pissed on her.
Like in her.
Since then, I've heard that like she got pissed on by some people. Like she...
Has she ever been fisted?
I don't know. I never talked to her again. She's my Facebook friend.
Oh, well.
Ask her on Facebook.
Hey!
See if she'll come on the show so you can interview her. I'll ask her 5 questions that you ask.
I'm good on that. But so after I pound this girl and we're done, I go and throw up outside. I've been drinking heavily. And then physical exercise was done.
Yeah.
So, anyway, back to the current story of my one-time girlfriend calling me. She's asking me, is this girl there? I'm like, no! How do you even know her? You know, like...
So they don't know each other?
No, actually. It was, like, completely random. Like, her friend worked with some girl who worked with some other girl who worked with the girl that I was banging. And, like,
so it was, like, the broad network?
Right. Somehow, like... 4 degrees of separation. I wonder if it was like, I had sex with this guy named Paul last weekend. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know, my friend was telling me a story about her friend who had sex with a guy named Paul last weekend. And then like, you know, just like, oh.
She could smell her vagina on you.
But I mean, the 2 times I got dumped, it was very interesting.
She said she was going to fly a plane into her house.
She did. This was a separate incident, but she insisted she was going to fly a plane.
This was post 9/11.
This was right after. This was like 2003 or so. And she was talking about she wanted to fly a plane to my house.
Did you say
very crazy women?
Did you say too soon? Too soon. Look, I cheated on you. I understand you're upset, but seriously,
no,
fly plane into.
Because like I was out of need or something. Like,
oh.
You know, she was crazy.
That's a bit of an overreaction, I think.
Yeah. She was wild.
It was kind of funny because like we had this neither of us really liked each other all that much. Like when we were together, we didn't like it.
Well, that's because you tricked her into keeping her virginity by putting it in her butt.
This is a different
Oh, idea. It's hard to keep them all.
That was her idea.
She said, I want to stay a virgin.
Stick it in my butt.
Just stick it in my butt.
Yeah, well, who am I to tell you now?
Jesus never said anything about the pooper.
No, I don't think I would have.
That's how you want. I should have known then that she would become a lesbian.
Yeah.
Like, if you want something in your, you know.
I want to keep my vagina pure, so please fuck my asshole.
She said it just like that, which made it even harder to tell her.
Yeah.
Please fuck me. I was like, ooh, okay. That's not
really have you ever slipped and hit the wrong hole? What if you would have slipped and hit the wrong hole that way?
Then she would have got like a shit vagina infection, right?
If
could be,
you
yeah.
slip and hit the wrong hole, but it's really the right hole, do you still call it hitting the wrong hole?
Well, it's the one she doesn't want you in. Yeah. I think that's the only...
That's the wrong one.
Yeah.
So most of the time, it's all the
way. Well, we can either rifle through my other great topics, or we can just save them for next week.
Rapid fire, let's do it.
All right. No Doubt and Victoria's Secret are both getting in trouble by Indians. Indians all of a sudden are really fucking sensitive.
Indians like dots or Indians like feathers?
Like feathers.
Oh.
Victoria's Secret wore a headdress in some No Doubt video. They were wearing headdresses and the Indians got all pissed off.
You know, like,
there's not many of those left.
I don't know. If hot white women are wearing headdresses, don't you just kind of say, okay.
Hey, Indians are coming back.
Were they drinking and gambling at the same time?
No, I think they were just wearing Indian stuff.
Oh, well, then they can shut the hell up.
What about the whole NFL team that wears a headdress logo with a racist name? Like
the Redskins and the...
Yeah, the they Chiefs. Might as well be the Spear Chuckers.
Right, yeah.
To be, yeah, that really is, that's kind of racist.
Like, oh, the Boston Crackers tonight, you know? Washington Redskins.
Yeah, there's no way to get around that is a racist name.
The Detroit Knuckle Draggers.
But they get mad at Victoria's Secret.
They've been mad at them for years, but they're not going to do
been
anything
off
about
for
it.
For like 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's quite possible.
You were doing most of the talking.
should sound great.
I notice how nobody in the chat room said anything, so...
Do you think it's because they've been listening to silence?
I think they
Do you have... think that you're loud enough that other mics would pick you up?
Yeah, you can hear them talking in the background usually.
Hey, somebody in the chat room, has Paul's mic been off for 20 minutes? Because, I mean, like, not to lash out at our listeners, but, I mean, shouldn't you have said something if you couldn't hear Paul, for fuck's sake? Paul's pretty important.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, I am.
I mean, if anybody's going to fucking... Say something. Please say it now. Have you not been able to hear Paul for 20 goddamn minutes?
Oh, only 10 minutes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so it wasn't like... It was ruined.
Why would you have turned your microphone off at all?
Probably to take a drink of beverage.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, a guy robbed a woman wearing a Spider-Man mask... And I was going to say that I have a Spider-Man costume, but I lost the mask, and I spilled a bunch of candle wax on the butt, so I don't wear it anymore because it looks weird. That probably would have went nowhere. Good
yep,
thing we didn't bring
exactly.
that up.
Exactly.
I want to see James Bond. Will somebody go see James Bond with me? Blah, blah, blah.
No, last time I tried to see a movie with you, you saw it anyway. Like,
you seem like 3D. One of those people who talked during the whole movie, too. Are you a movie talker?
I'm a passionate man, drunk. I do a lot of talking.
Yeah.
But I know how to shut my mouth when I need
to.
Okay. I can go sit through a movie. I might whisper at you a couple times when I have some really good, funny things to
say.
Yeah. But I'm not
going to interrupt. What do you figure out what happened? Oh, I get it now.
Yeah, like that. Napier, will you go see... Drunk's not invited. Will you go see James Bond with me?
Last time I went to go see the movies with a bunch of dudes, everybody kept making farts. And I couldn't enjoy the movie because I kept smelling asshole. Like, I could smell the inside. It might have been Matt Fisher. I could smell his anus. And everybody was giggling. And I couldn't watch my movie.
At some point, I was going to point out that I've been drinking some Goldschlager lately, and Goldschlager does, in fact, make my doo-doo sparkle.
does it really? That's there, almost worth trying it.
There was
Goldschlager.
$2 billion spent on the election, and nothing changed. Everybody's still where they were, so it was a big waste of money.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. By the way, the millionaires who put their money into those super PACs are really pissed off about how their money was spent. However... Because the super PACs, they don't have to disclose anything to anyone, including their own donors. the people who spent millions of dollars on the election have no idea how it was spent, and they'll never find out, and they're pissed.
We should start a super PAC and just take everyone's money. And say, yeah, we did some, like, grass-level, ground-roots shit.
We sent out flyers in the mail.
We pounded the pavement. We went door-to-door for months.
And the last thing I have on my list, the big spoon should be bigger. If you're smaller than me, you're not allowed to be the big spoon. And that's just the way it works. I am always the big spoon. You can't be the big spoon because it's just awkward and weird. Your arms don't fit around me right. You're small. I'm big. I get to be the big spoon.
Did you have a problem with this?
Yes.
Would you like to elaborate? Or are you telling a drunk story?
My broad was like, hey, why don't you let me be the big spoon this time? I was like, no, that's weird. She goes, well, you're always the big spoon. I'm going to do it. And we tried it, and I didn't like it. It was weird. It made me feel weird.
I let my wife be the big spoon from time to time.
Do you?
Yeah, she likes it. Her reasoning, which I can kind of buy, is like, when you're the small spoon, all you're really doing is laying there, and you have maybe like an arm to hold on to.
Yeah.
The big spoon gets to like hold on to a person, you know, and like snuggle up against a person, whereas like the little spoon just lays there.
I will say this, as much as I like my lady's boobs pushed up against my back, which is awesome, by the way, get the boobs on the back, that's awesome.
Yeah, but if you're the big spoon, you get to grab the boobs.
However, when she's the big spoon, that's where my asshole is pointing. And during the night, I will just let out the most god-awful smelling, warm, anal breaths that you can ever imagine. It's like having a dog like lay there like right next to your foot, and you got the hot breath on there, and that's probably what's coming out of my anus, only it smells like poop.
See, now, Paul, me, you, and drunk, I think me, you, and drunk. See, now that we're talking about this, I'm thinking about, you know, spooning all of you. I think that me, you, and drunk, we could probably interchange who's the big spoon and who's the small spoon.
Drunk would be the small spoon with either me or you.
You think?
Yeah.
But I think Napier would be the big spoon with any of us.
Probably. Oh, yeah. One time I farted and it was so monstrous.
Why are you staring at me?
I'm just...
You're weirding me the fuck out. We're talking about spooting and you're just like giving me dagger eyes, man.
No, I'm just kicking it.
He's imagining spooning you.
Oh, fuck. You know what? At no point did I give out the phone number to call in.
Oh, baby.
I guess it's a little fucking late now.
Because we get so many phone calls.
Well, we got one phone call.
I'm not going to get any phone calls if I don't give out the phone
number. Well, the number's right there.
The one phone call we got, Mike missed it.
309-740-1430.
Yeah, so next week, give us a call.
Or call us up during somebody else's show and be like, hey, is this the wheelbarrow full of dicks?
And then they'll say, no,
and they'll be like,
it's
well,
not.
I wish it was. Those guys are awesome.
Oh, by the way, please do that. Okay. That's all I got. Check out our Facebook.
You can follow me at PJKSTL on the Twitters.
Did anybody want to talk about the different states that have petitions trying to secede from the union?
They should let them. Why do we give a fuck if Alabama is part of our country?
Well, it's not Alabama. It's mostly Texas, and we do like their oil.
Yeah, but
and most of the oil does go through Texas.
Texas doesn't want to be part of America anymore?
No, some people in Texas don't want to be a part of America anymore, so they have a petition.
Love it or leave it, brother. That's what I say.
Well, that's what they said during Bush. But, of course, now that the black guy's in office, they're all sad-faced.
But the black guy was already in office.
No, I'm talking about
Nothing changed.
No, I'm talking about when Bush was around. Anybody who said, well, I'm going to move to Canada if Bush wins again, they're like, oh, well, get the fuck out.
Take your state and go home?
Yeah. And these rednecks over in Texas actually think that Texas can leave anytime it wants to.
Go fuck yourselves.
Exactly. Oh, anybody want to talk about how Puerto Rico might be a state soon? You okay, dude? Damn.
That's okay. His mic's not on anyway.
So Puerto Rico voted.
I'm dying.
So Puerto Rico voted for statehood, and apparently it got the majority.
Can you just decide, hey, we want to be a state now?
If you're a territory.
Yeah,
they had been like
actually turning it down for years.
We don't want them.
No, well, they didn't want us because they got all the benefits of being a U.S. like state without paying all the state shit.
Oh, they probably wouldn't. With the unemployment rate that they have over in Puerto Rico, they would easily be making money on this. They're U.S. citizens anyway. I mean, it's not like they're a separate country.
Check out all the other great podcasts in our sidebar on our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. And I pissed off our number one fan because I tweeted the other day that I'm kind of jealous that you're the only one that gets a sign-off. So I think we should all have sign-offs. I mean, you can still go last, but... You know, I want to kind of go the Bob Barker route, and I want to tell everybody...
Oh, the fan liked my sign-off?
Well, she just said, you know, that's tradition.
Well, it is
and
tradition.
And I'd be fucking with tradition to have my own sign-off. But fuck you. I should have a sign-off, too. Paul, do you have a sign-off?
No, but remember at one time I said, you know, see you in hell, faggots?
Yeah.
And then, like, you guys looked at me, and then Napier said it, and then the show was really over.
Yeah. So you can't end the show.
Right,
Napier's
no.
the only one that can
truly I said
show.
It, and it was...
Well, you got to have your own.
But
you
I kind of wanted to
own.
Do the Bob Barker thing, and I wanted to remind everyone to chop off their pet's testicles.
Oh, and get their uteruses removed.
Right. So get all your pets together, chop off their testicles.
Or ovaries.
See, it's just awkward now.
Yeah, because I don't know what to say. Like,
yeah,
send me all your money, bitches.
Yeah,
I think that's my new sign-off. Send me all your money, bitches.
Yeah,
yeah. You can't get anything better than send me all your money, bitches.
I don't know. Maybe you should just do it.
I'll think of.
Can I do it in Elmo voice tonight?
Yeah.
Elmo says, "See you in hell, faggots."
There we go. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and they'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.